It's been a long time since I'm on the east side. I like to see you when it's daytime. Here to the night and try to waste time. What I gotta do for some FaceTime.
Hey, this is Tasha.
Hey, this is Justine.
And this is Tashina. Bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't. And all the things that you were going to say but they say you shouldn't.
Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
So what's up, y'all? The question of the day. What does dating mean to you? Like the word dating. When someone says dating, what does that mean to you?
That's a very good question.
It is.
What I can say is I feel like none of us do it right. Right? Like, I feel like back in the day, people used to just, like, talk to different people. I guess what you call it, like, courting, where you were talking to different people, getting to know each other before you found someone that you were serious with and began dating exclusively. Like, I feel like when you're dating now, I know for me, it, like, feels weird to be talking to different people. It feels like you're kind of like cheating or like not being honest or come off looking crazy when you're talking to different people. But I feel like that's what you should do. You shouldn't be committing yourself to that one person until you know that that person is actually like worth you being exclusively with.
Right.
That's my problem. I like meet someone. It's like we like each other. Maybe do like a few outings here and then it's like, oh, now we're about on track to being in a relationship.
Right. That's my boyfriend like, now.
Right, exactly. I mean, I totally agree. I think there's levels and I will say this. There's committed dating and then there's casual dating. And I feel like people get that confused. And I think if you are both, in order to date someone, you both need to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. And that's like an open line of communication because nowadays as our generation gets older and then a generation behind us, they're going to suck at communicating because everything is via text or social media. Like, nobody knows how to just have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but I even with that, right?
Last like, time talking to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, I feel like, too, like, even with that, right, where I'm saying that you're supposed to be or you should be talking to different people until it is that you guys both make a decision to be exclusive, right? I feel like people now, it's like as soon as you start talking to someone, they just expect you to not talk to anyone else. And I know I fall victim to that where like I'm talking to you, you better only be talking to me. But that's not how it's supposed to be. And men can't even be honest anymore. I tell so many of my friends, right? Like if like, well, conversation with guys, right? Where we're saying like, if you truly just want to talk to the person just for fun or you're like just messing around with each other to just have sex, you can be honest with the woman and say that. I don't know why men feel like they can't be honest with that. Like, you gotta lie and make her feel like
she's I know the answer one. For that.
What's that?
Because I asked a couple, and this was a while ago. Like, I had asked, I don't remember, you know, what guys they were to me, like, you know, our relationship or anything, but I asked them pretty much, why don't guys just, you know, tell the truth. Like, if they meet a girl and they, like, if a guy walks up to me and he's interested in me and he feels like I just want to sleep with her or I just want to talk to her, why don't they be honest? And he said, because they're not going to get all of the woman, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? It's very unfair.
We have a whole debate about it.
But
so just be selfish.
They want that feeling like to be your only one for right now until they decide if they want you to be the only one.
That's so selfish.
Yeah, it is very selfish. That's what somebody told me.
And it's like you're taking away my right to choose, right? Like if I'm dating a bunch of guys, right? If I decide that I want to give you my all and just you my all, then you need to show me that you're worth doing that, right? Like if I'm dating a few, I'm going to give you my all if you're doing better than what everyone else is doing. If you're putting in the work more, then you're going to get that. I'm going to give you what you're giving me. Don't be stringing me along as if this is what you really want because you're selfish and don't want me giving affection to someone else.
And that's all it is.
I totally agree with that. I think that too, that we need to just stand our ground as women and be like how our
But it has to be work. A joint effort.
That's what I'm saying. Like the expectation.
It has to be a joint effort because it's like, it makes it so hard
for you to be the only one.
Yeah. Then
it
you
makes it so
being
hard for women to be like, with the standards with the men, you know what I'm saying? If it don't have to be a situation where it's just me and you, because guess what? Everybody's not like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I feel like where women need to stand their ground on, all of us together, is with this lying and not being honest shit. And, you know, and with the way you receive things. Because it's not even that women will receive it and hear what you're saying, and you, a man could be totally honest, but your reaction is what fucks it up. The worst thing, I feel like, on a man's side of things, the worst thing a woman can do is say, you know, I like you, but I'm not interested in that. Like, that's not what to do. And you have to gracefully bow out and
just respect that.
Respect that.
Now, yeah.
They don't even give you that anymore.
It's like, no, I know when we talk to a man, we need to be able to say that and to take that. If he says, look, I like you, I see you got a good head on your shoulders, you're a great woman, but I just want to have sex with you. You know what I'm saying? If that's what the case is, say what it is and let me say, all right, we can have sex, but that's it. Or, I'm sorry, I don't want that. I want more.
Yeah, but it should be your choice. And what men are saying is that there are some women where that would be just okay with. Like, they'll be fine with that because they don't want that either.
Right.
They have that right to choose that piece of it.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I agree. We, like I said, we just need this. Definitely what Tasha said. We need to all be a unit. And just go back to just old-fashioned ways, because our grandparents and our even our parents, they went out on dates. Like, I hear stories.
And I feel like I don't know why we ain't listening to them, and these fellas ain't listening to them, because guess what? Those are the ones that's together for so long.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
but not even dates, right? I've been watching this TV show again. I love this show. I keep watching this. I know Tasha, your mom, was just talking about this, Downton Abbey, right? But, like, one of the girls had, like, all these different men swooning over her and fighting for her attention. And she was talking to, like, all of them in the same room, or, like, going out to different events where they were all there. And that was okay. Mm-hmm. And so she made her decision as to, like, who it is that she was going to pick and want to be with. And
absolutely,
that was acceptable. Like, why do we lie so much now and just be stringing people along? It's annoying.
It is. It's annoying. And then we as women, like I said, we don't stand certain grounds. And sometimes we do too much. Like, we give these niggas wife actions, and
they don't deserve, we're just
girlfriends, and we need to stop being
even a goddamn girlfriend, you know,
white booties or side chicks.
Like, when we're dealing with a guy, I don't know what happened, but from my understanding, and this is what I think, that men are supposed to, you see a woman that you're interested in and you see potential in this woman that you want to be with, you're supposed to be proving yourself to her. I feel like, I know I find for myself, you know, being in relationships that I've been in, I'm always trying to prove myself and what type of wife I would be to you if that ever happens. You know what I'm saying? And men are just too busy sitting there wallowing and enjoying, you know, all these privileges just to be playing around with other chicks and lying and, you know. So I think, I don't know, for me, when I say I'm dating somebody, we're talking, like, you know, not even talking, like, we are still getting to know each other. We see if we like to spend time together, if we can have fun together, if we can talk to each other, you know what I mean? I think that's what dating is for me, like, you know, like, right before the relationship.
Yep.
Like, right before, this is my man, and, you know.
That's my woman. That's my lady. You know?
Yeah, that's definitely what dating is. It's that step right before.
Yep. And ladies out there, them ladies, okay? Read that. Act like a lady. Think like a man. Book. Steve Harvey got some good ass tips in that book. I'm not gonna hold you, girlfriend. And that exactly, niggas. Put them on a 90-day probation.
This, like,
let me tell you something about some 90 days, okay? Cause look.
90 days is a long time.
We don't gotta go stretch it out like that, but I'm just saying, have a set standard for yourself. Don't go to extreme and be 90 days, but whatever's comfortable for you.
That's the part where I get, yes, whatever's comfortable for you.
Yes, it was
don't feel obligated to give that.
I'm not saying, like, it's just like, it's just like our last episode where we was talking about if we feeling somebody and we want to have sex with them or whatever on the first date because that physical attraction is there, we're feeling them. That's you. I'm not calling you out or anything. That's who you are, cool. That's what you want to do. That's your, you make your own decision.
But that's
your
body. Piece of it, right? With like having that, not even having the conversation. Sometimes you don't even have to have a conversation to say that this is nothing more than just sex. It's just a mutual understanding.
Right.
Like, up and committing that action, that was her choice. That's just what I'm saying. It's like, mm-hmm. allow people to make their own decisions. I don't think there should be a time limit on anything. Like, it should just flow. Like,
yes, exactly.
You feel yourself that you're ready for it. I mean, exactly. I like to wait a bit because I hate to, like, not hate, like, it's happened that many times, but, like, to have sex with someone and then they do something, some wing shit after you, it's just like, dang.
Now I fuck the wing.
Right. Now I feel like the Chinese lady. I fuck the chicken wing. Like, right. Bro, get out of here. Bye. Like, I don't even want you. Like, why? You had to say that right after? Like forget damn. It.
So in some regards, like, I get the whole, like, waiting thing. Definitely. But I don't feel like it should be a game. It's, like, it's just waiting until you feel comfortable with that other person. It's such an intimate act that, like, I get waiting until you feel comfortable. But not with, like, stringing it out 90 days. It's, I'm
like,
you up
crossing off the calendar.
That's just too much.
Yeah, you gotta plan it and shit. Like, but I'm not saying, like, go extreme lady with the 90-day rule. I mean, cool if that's you, but... be comfortable with it and then know that, you know, you're making the right decision for you, not based off of what your friends say or he says mm-hmm. or what other people are doing. Just be your own person. Like, and that's what I can say about all my friends. Shout out to all my friends. And you know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, we all have our own minds and nobody's going to make us do something we don't want to do.
Yeah. Well, those are the ones that last, right? The ones with the strong mindsets.
Right.
Right.
And if you're not in this group anymore... That's why.
Yeah.
And that was shade. Yes. We need a little shade on this podcast.
All right.
I can't stand
next.
So what would you say is like the levels to the relationship? Like, you know, when you talk about from your meeting someone, I feel like that when you say those clear lines of communication, when we talking to each other, like, at first to me, it's like, there's talking, where mm-hmm. y'all are literally just talking to each other. Y'all don't really spend too much, maybe it's not really too much dating, but y'all are really just talking to each other. At that point, I feel like there's really no expectations. But if you're interested, and I mean on both parts, mm-hmm. as a woman, if you're interested in him, and a man, you're interested in her, you guys are being equally communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, that's when I feel like the dating comes. Because
yes.
I understand, I get it.
But there's different levels of dating too, right? Like
yeah.
dating, what we're talking about, right? But we were just finding the different person before you become, like, decide that y'all want
to
date.
It's look, to me, talking and dating, that's in those two levels of the relationship, you know, of getting to know somebody or being with somebody, that's where other people can be involved. And when I say other people, meaning you can go talk to other people and you can go date other people, because at the end of the day, I want to show you why you don't need to be dealing with those other people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You probably talk to this girl because she's, you know, you're physically attracted to her. I want to have enough physical attraction where you ain't got to deal with that chick. And this chick is fun. You like to hang out with her. I'm be funny. You can hang out with me, so you don't need that bitch either. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right.
That's where, you know, with the dating is when you guys are actually spending time together. Because I get it when a guy says, "I don't want to meet a girl." I meet a girl, or you know, especially nowadays, like, you know, people, because a lot of people meet on social media and stuff like that on the internet. So mm-hmm. you meet each other and y'all are talking. You don't want to take her to. And I'm gonna say Red Lobster, because if you really don't got it like that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to take her to Red Lobster and spend all this money, and then you end up not liking her? That's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I could get it when you're just talking to a girl, and then you're like, all right, I know I could be around her, spend some time with her, and
now
I don't mind her, buying yeah. her a drink, giving right. her something to eat, hanging out with her, whatever, whatever. That's right. That's where I think that is. And then, of course, after that is the relationship, where we are really getting to see if we really love each other and mm-hmm. we can really be together, you know? And
right.
after y'all go through y'all, you know, you're sleeping overs and you're living together and all of that. And then later on, down the line, here comes the marriage. And then that's it.
But back right. up for a bit, because there's also people that's like, just sex and like sex buddies. Where would you categorize that in the different levels?
That goes into talking. to me. If you just if you guys are having sex, that's the nature of your relationship, and that's not really, not to say it's not going to come anywhere. But it goes up there, because if y'all are just having sex with each other, the thing with that is that with women, I feel like women can do that for but so long. Because after a while, if you're just having sex with somebody, I mean, unless you're that type of chick that's just, you know, with a whole bunch of niggas, that's one thing. But if you have this one guy that you're just like, oh, we just have sex, that's it. Eventually, you're gonna get some type of ties to this man, because females, that's who you're being so intimate with, that's who you're the most vulnerable with. You know what I mean? So
yes, it's different for females, because we're emotional creatures. Like, so we based off of emotion. So eventually, we can't, like, and it's just like, which I hate to say it, sometimes women who cheat, that's why men can't really forgive us, is because they know that we're emotional creatures. So it's like with a guy, they could sleep with anybody and then just get up and their feelings is not in it. With us, our feelings begin to get in it and we become emotionally attached to that person because you feel some type of way. For example, all my insecure watchers out there, Molly, when she was sexing old dude, she thought she could do it, because he had an open relationship with his wife, but she felt some type of way because she's not the only chick.
Explain the story a bit, Justina, for those that didn't listen to Insecure. Talk about Molly for a bit.
Oh, about Molly. Yeah. So that was, old dude was her, like, her close friend, right? What's his name, Dre?
Dro.
So Dro and her are, like, you know, close buddies. They grew up together, and he was married, and she knew about his wife, and it's just like a best friend. You know, you grow feelings with a best friend if you have a guy best friend or whatever the case may be. You're spending time with this person. Y'all laughing about stuff. Y'all have stuff in common. Y'all like the same food. Y'all laugh at each other's jokes. Y'all fart around each other because that's your best friend. You know what I'm saying? So with Molly, that was her best friend. And they end up sleeping together because she found out that he had a open marriage with his wife. And
which is a whole nother conversation.
We're not even gonna get into the whole, you know, swingers thing. But anyway, basically, she, you know, end up sleeping with Dro, and the more she slept with him and she knew what it was, her emotions were high. Like, she couldn't do it, and she told him that after a while. She was just like, it's either we gotta just be friends who fuck each other, or like, friends, and, you know, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do both, and I know you can't do both. I know for a fact you can't do both. I mean, I've never been that girl that be like, oh, that's my best friend, and I've had guy best friends, but I've never had feelings for my guy best friend, and we've never took it to that level. Now, I don't know how Molly did it for all those times, because I would have been fucked up in the head. Like, because I know me, I'm emotional. Like, I'm an emotional creature. When I sleep with somebody, I feel connected to them. Like, it's different. Like, and I'm not saying it's wrong or whatever. I mean, like, I'm not a judgmental person. Listen, I get it. Like, we're young. We get horny, everybody, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like a hush thing or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, you know, as females, we got to protect our feelings. And I think that's where a lot of us get confused.
We get confused because it sucks out here so much on the dating scene that we have to act cold-hearted like guys so that we don't get our feelings hurt, but we have to be our women. So we are not guys. We are men. So it's nothing that I personally feel like it's nothing that we're ever going to be able. Some people can do it.
I think it's the nature of that piece of it too, right? We're talking about the sex buddies, fuck buddies, sex partners, whatever you want to call them, right? Where I'm like, yeah, I never had a relationship to begin with. If your relationship was just based upon sex, yes, it's going to end eventually because you want something more. But I feel like you can have that and not be emotionally invested in that person because you already have that person sitting in this bucket. It's possible. But I think it's just the nature of it. And Molly's case is different because that was her best friend. You already had some sort of connection to this person. You want this person in your life. Someone else is like a sex buddy. You may not even know anything about that person. They're just purely just there for that one purpose.
Right. And that's when you come into the whole one night stand. You may meet somebody, you're feeling them in the club or whatever the case may be. You got a couple of drinks in you. You go back home.
That is so weird to me. Like, that
I think
is
it's weird
so
too.
Weird.
I don't know how people do it, but I can't personally.
I know I couldn't, but you know, it happens.
To each his own.
Yeah. I know it happens, you know, I know. It's just so like, it's like, first of all, when I go to the club, I'm in the club probably like 2 hours. 2 hours, 2.5 hours. It seems like a lot because I've been
3 hours
drinking and indulging and all that. No, it's only about 2.5 hours you in the spot. What the fuck can this nigga take you in 2.5 hours to get you out your drawers?
That's
a
fact.
I'm even too scary for that. Like, I'm too scared. I'm not leaving home or going nowhere with no stranger. I don't know you.
I am not a fun friend, okay? I am not that fun friend. If you think that you're about to go out to a party with me and you gonna meet some nigga and he's fine and all that, he buying you drinks, he buying us drinks, we lit, and you about to go home with this nigga, it's a wrap. Get his phone number and you'll talk to him tomorrow.
Hello.
Leave him with him. Sorry.
That's like when they talk about too, like how people go on vacation and girls go on vacation and get crazy and they be sliding off. That could never happen. Like, I'm sorry.
None of my friends is doing that.
Yeah, no, that's too much for me. But I guess that's what it is. But it's like you said, we only there for a couple hours. One, two, the music is blasting dumb loud. You gotta, yo, what's your name?
Right. Like, what?
So annoying. Shut up.
Yo, I saw you from across the room and you look mad cute with your friends, huh?
Right.
Like, what?
Go away.
Right, because I'm already annoyed. It's dumb loud. Get your right. The small in my back. I'm sweating. Move.
Yes.
Like,
my song
that.
Is on.
My makeup
my
is
song is
ripping.
On. I want to dumb
up.
It.
I want to hear right now. I'm in my mood.
Right. You ruining my niceness right now.
Right.
Like, I'm dumb
yes,
nice.
Blowing my high. I got to act cute. Because I got to act like all cute bro. And stuff. Like, no, I want to be ratchet with my friends. Get out of
right.
here.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, you could just take my number or look me up on social media. We could talk. But
we'll
right
talk
now, I'm
not
going to
give me a
Snapchat. Not right now. Not right now. Right now, I got so upset one time. You know how I love Fetty Wap, and I'm out, and somebody came to me. You know when that song comes off, RDIF Island. I'm like in the zone. Somebody came talking to me. I was so mad. Like, guess what? Just mad.
Like,
what are you doing? Why are you in my ear? You don't know.
That's
what
you
like, damn. Well, if you want to get to know me, you should know that he's my favorite rapper. So bye.
First of all, first things first, the first thing you need to know about me is to never interrupt me when Fetty Wap is on.
Exactly. Like, what? What are you doing?
Hey, who are you? You know Fetty Wap?
Do you know him? Not hear Fetty on. Do you not hear
Fetty? Because if you ain't wapping my Fetty, then you need to dismiss yourself. Bye.
I don't understand.
The nerve.
I do not get that.
So speaking of that, we did say a lot of people meet on social media. Do you guys think social media ruins relationships?
No.
No, you don't think so. Okay.
I think you ruin your relationship.
That, oh my God. Like, this is why we are friends, because I wrote that down.
Let me tell you something. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all these
Snapchat,
all of that shit, all those things are inanimate objects. So that's like saying the bath rug ruined my relationship. It's not a person. Like, it's not
right.
Something that can get up and do anything that you do not allow it to do.
Right.
So, when I say that, you know what I'm saying? What could possibly be on social media that's ruining it? Okay. Number one, you have other females and other guys on social media that's more attractive than you, maybe have more money, more appealing, funnier, whatever the case may be. When you are with who you with, if I love you, ain't nobody standing in front of me could make me feel any different. That's one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, because the reason why social media is ruining it? Oh, because of liking pictures and comments. Mm-mm.
No.
Let me tell you something. If your girlfriend or if your boyfriend is out of line liking pictures and commenting on pictures, they doing that because at that they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about that, because mm-hmm. you can go past a guy. I could be scrolling through Instagram, you know what I mean? And I see a dude with a nice build, perfect build, nice face like I like, you know what I'm saying? And I could look and I could stare. But I'm not going to double tap because I know my man is going to see that. And he's going to be upset because I like the picture with the gray sweatpants and the imprint. So I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to like it in my head. Why can't you fellas do that? Why can't y'all fellas look and look at the picture?
And it's not even that someone else is going to see it. I don't want you to feel comfortable like I'm giving you the little push that you need to be able to reach out and talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't write in my
book.
Leave me alone.
Thank you.
You can like all the pictures in the world you want to like. I'm not commenting back on you. Leave me alone.
Right. Like, come on, you're doing the most. I mean, I have to say, I agree. I don't think social media ruins relationships. It depends on the person that you're in a relationship with and what they allow. It's what you allow. And there's this word that's called boundaries. And you just need to set them. Like, and you need, it's inappropriate. Don't be inappropriate. Like, I want to be in a relationship with a grown man. I don't want to tell my boyfriend or my man or my husband that he's being inappropriate. I have a
hello. Child. Like, when you see a girl on the street, my nigga, me and you walking down the street, you see a girl walking down the street and she got a fat ass. Do you double tap it? No.
No.
Look, right? Seriously. And that's seriously what it is. And then, or if you're with me, we're walking down the street and this girl is, you know, she's beautiful, all of that. She got all her boom, her titties out, ass out, and just looking voluptuous and all of that. Do you comment? Do you give her googly eyes? Do you drool in front of her face? No. Mm-hmm. So why are you doing that on social media? It's the same.
But I feel like the comment is even worse than liking. The amount of effort you have to go in to leave a comment, you played yourself.
Right.
You look, played yourself. It's not social media. To me, my opinion,
the most you can do with that type of stuff is follow a chick. I'll let you follow her. That's fine. But all, you don't have to like it. You don't. She don't need to know that you are liking her pictures.
Right.
Look, she already got 115. 116 ain't gonna make a difference.
Hello.
So, absolutely. You know, I definitely feel like it's levels to that stuff. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, it's all about, I think, respect and how you value your woman, because I see on social media all the time these men out there that have wives. They respect their wives. They don't. They're not. They following chicks, but they're not going around liking pictures and stuff. And those single men out there that wish they had a wife, y'all could learn a thing or two. Okay.
Yeah, these guys. I feel like for us. I mean, from you know, I feel like for my age. I'm probably not, unless I marry a little young boy, I ain't going to get married. If I'm marrying somebody my age, I ain't going to be married till I'm older, because men now, yeah, it's too hard.
It's too different. Hard. But again, it's, I mean, it wasn't a lot of, like, I hate to keep bringing them up, but old school people, they didn't have all of these issues and all of this stuff going around. I don't think that social media is a bad thing. But I think it needs to be in more moderation when you're trying to be in a relationship with someone, because
it's a matter of communication.
Yeah.
But it's even a matter of communication. Yeah. I feel like I don't have a boyfriend right now. But I'm on Instagram a lot. I'm on Instagram a lot, I'm on Snapchat a lot, I'm on Facebook a lot. If I'm not doing anything, if you know, when I have downtime, whatever it is, or you don't even have to be downtime, I could be in the middle of doing something. And I'm on Snap. I wish I could be on Snapchat and Instagram right now. I'm on a lot. So, but I feel like when it's that time for me to get into a relationship with someone and I'm with someone, nothing that happens on my social media would ruin, or you know, he would never see anything that would, he would feel disrespected in any way, shape, or form. And I feel like that's the same thing I want. We could, when we talk about social media, we will have a discussion about it. What he's has a problem with, what I have a problem with, what I allow, what he allows. You have to have those kind of conversations. You know, 20 years ago they didn't, because there wasn't no social media. But now that has to be a part of the conversation.
Absolutely, it does. It really does. I mean, as long as you guys have a mutual agreement and y'all both respect each other,
social media shouldn't do anything to y'all.
That's absolutely true. Like, it's absolutely true. I agree.
Social media is not a bath rug.
But back to dating, right? I want to hear some of y'all like worst date stories. What's the worst date you ever been on?
You want to go first?
listen, see. So I was talking to this, you know, dude. And we, that was my boyfriend, and everybody knew that was my boyfriend. I mean, I was taking pictures with him, rolling around, you know, riding around and getting it, whatever. You know, young and dumb, as we're going to say off of Baby Boy. I was young and dumb. It's all about the guns and the butter, baby. Nah, yeah. Let me stop playing. But anyway, so we were dating, and that was my boyfriend, and we were supposed to be, you know, going out, or whatever the case may be. And he, you know, he was like, yeah, so meet me at such and such. And I'm like, but you don't live there, so why am I meeting you there? And he was like, because that's where I'm at. I'm like, that's where you're at? But 5 minutes ago, you was like, you was over so-and-so area. I was like, okay, cool. So me, being a person that I am, you know, the smart girl. The stupid.
Detective.
Yeah, I want to be private eye, you know, in child private eye. So I went snooping. I just got my permit. You know, I thought I was a shit driving. And I drive by and I see my dude with another girl. Ooh. But PayPal, 2 weeks before, prior, I seen this girl in a picture with him. But I didn't think anything of it because it wasn't just like a picture of just them two by themselves. It was like a picture with a whole bunch of people. So I'm like, okay, cool. There's a whole bunch of people. Like, I can't just be like, oh, you took a picture with this girl, blah, blah, blah. Because
I would have.
It's not just him and her. But anyway, make a long story short. So I circle around and I see them. So I call, you know, because this is when we have, you know, matter of fact, I didn't call. I chirp, chirp. This is when we had the Nextel. So I chirp to see if he was going to lie again. This nigga had the audacity to lie to me. So I get out the car and I'm chirping down the street. Ooh. You know, as you get closer, you can hear the chirp is louder. So I'm like, oh, so this is what we doing? And if y'all could see his face, he was just like, mouth wide open, stupid face on, and the girl is just standing there. I'm like, this ain't got nothing to do with you. I ain't even mad at you, girl. I'm mad at him because he's a liar, blah, blah, blah. And ever since then, that was like my worst dating experience.
But that was a date that never turned into a date.
For right. Right. Because I never got to go out on my date. And we were just talking. Like, we were supposed to go to the movies and we was going out to eat. You know, I like seafood, so we was going to City Island and we was going to the movies. And it never turned into a date because I called the nigga cheating. Ooh. Cheating, okay? You cannot talk to me. I talk to other people when I'm your girlfriend. Not an open relationship, okay? So yeah, that's my little
Am I being fat by saying I feel like you should still take me to City Island?
I should go to City Island, got my crab.
You should take both of us to City Island.
Well, I told that I was young and dumb. Now I know better. So yeah,
I probably would have done the same thing in the situation just while.
Nah, I would have left.
Yeah. You wouldn't take me nowhere. It's a wrap.
Facts. I could buy my own City Island. Bye. Forget it. I just go get my own crab legs myself.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
But yeah, so who's next? I want to hear.
Tasha, you and me.
I'll go. So, in the age of not really dating. In the age of not really dating these days, you know what I'm saying? I haven't really been on a lot of dates. And okay, so I met this guy. He got me at a time where I was like in a weird place with my dude, so we were broken up. So I met this guy, we're talking on the phone, we talk every day, all day while I'm at work, we texted, and you know, all the time. He wants to take me out, and I'm just like, no, because I just
I don't know
if I wasn't comfortable with it, or you know, he seemed really quiet. I didn't want it to be like awkward. And he was asking for a date really early on in us talking, and I'm like, I don't want to be, you know, all the way in Manhattan somewhere and I have to deal with this nigga and I don't feel like it, like, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
I wanted to get to know him some more. So he probably asked me at first at least once or twice a week, and then after that, after the first 2 months of me saying no, it's just like you just started sparingly asking. But he was always asking to take me out, right? That is important. I'm stressing that because it's important, okay? He's asking me to take me out. Now, we started talking probably in like October.
we ain't go out on a date till April, okay? And all this time, he's asking to take me out. I'm just giving him the runaround. I don't got no babysitter. Anybody know me? No, I always have a babysitter. especially when my son was young. My son, I didn't have no problem finding nobody to watch my son when I wanted to go out. But I would just, you know, I just use that as an excuse. But anyway, so he finally, after talking to a couple of my friends, I'm like, yeah, you know, he has his own place. And we were younger. At that time, I had to be like 23, 24. So, you know, he's like, he has his own place. He got a nice car. He got a good job. He ain't got no kids. Okay. So, he has no kids. So it's just like, Tasha, you know, just go out on his date, whatever, whatever. So he come pick me up and he's like, wait, I'm sorry, rewind. Because, all right, cool, we could go on a date. Where are we going? So I know what to put on. He's like, oh, where do you want to go? Now, I'm a cake eater. I like cake. I like sweet stuff. And I know that you are a single man, you know what I'm saying? And you living in New York, you have to make ends meet. You just got this car. It's a brand new car. You didn't tell me anything about your finances, but I just want to be, you know, who I am and how I am, a little frugal, you know? I'm not going to make you spend all your money. So I was like, you know, and I wanted us to be able to, like, talk and hang out. It was nice outside. So I was like, I forgot the name of this place, but it's like a cupcake place in Manhattan. It's like they make these cupcakes or whatever.
The small ones?
They make small ones, and then they make big ones, too. I forgot what it's called. I think
it's like cupcakes, but never mind. It's not important. I'm just being greedy. Go ahead.
But anyway. So I go to the cupcake. I asked him if we could go to this cupcake spot because I wanted to try it anyway. And I like sweets, so that's what I wanted. He's like, oh no, you know, I was thinking maybe I could take you to City Island or whatever. And I'm like, no, I like seafood. That's cool.
That was City Island.
Right? I said that when I was thinking that when Justine was telling her. But he was like, you know, I want to take you to City Island. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine. We could do that. So on the day of our date, I asked my cousin to watch my son for me. And this guy's supposed to come pick me up by 5. I'm like, you don't come get me at 5 o'clock because I don't want to be out all late with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, guys get the wrong idea when they have their own place and I have my own place. You think that we're supposed to have like a nightcap or whatever. You come inside. I don't want that. So I wanted it to be like during the day. So he ends up coming late 2 hours. Okay. 2 hours late for us. Leaving. So, and you know how impatient I am. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, all right, whatever. He comes, he picks me up. We go out to eat. We talk and we have a good time, you know? We ain't go to seafood. What is that thing? The seafood city, you know, the loud place. We went to one of the places all the way down. It's quiet, you know, with
the pier.
Napkins and shit. The white napkins. So the check comes, right? He's mumbling to himself, like, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, that was up, that was this much. Oh shoot, wait, what you got? Oh shoot, I didn't even know this is what he's doing over there. So I'm like, what's up, what's the problem? He's like, nah, nothing. And I'm like, all right, you know. So he was like, nah, I was like, what's up, what's going on, what happened? He was like, nah, I just didn't think it was going to be this much. So I look at the check and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to hold you. I think the check was like maybe $90 to $100. It was in that price range. He goes, you got like $20, $40, $60. I was like, what? He was like, nah, you got like $60.
No, he didn't. You paid for the whole bill.
I was like, give me your money. And then I put my card on the table and he drove me home. And that was the end of that.
The beginning to the end.
Why would you beg me to take me out to a place that you cannot afford?
Right.
Why would you beg me? And I told you to take me to this cupcake spot where you probably would have spent like maybe $30 all in all. I mean, that includes your gas, that includes my cupcake, your cupcake,
something to drink. My nigga, what's up? Why are you doing all this extra stuff? Like,
no, when you couldn't pay for it, that was even worse than the cupcakes. I could have still had a good time with the cupcakes. That don't make no sense.
I was like, yeah. He was like, he was in a car ride home. Like, I feel bad because
I didn't even say nothing.
I was like, I just feel like this nigga just does this shit all the time. You just okie doke me. It's cool, ugly. It's fine.
He playing that. Yeah, there's no way. You playing that. He was like, I'm about to get a free meal out of her.
That's a fact.
Now he had money to pay for his food. That was for my food, basically. We could have said we going Dutch.
This ain't no date. We just about to hang out and go Dutch. Come on.
I was like, nigga, if you don't got $150 to go, if you taking a girl to City Island, if you don't have at the very least $150, my nigga, don't go.
Don't take her. You should have just started taking her like the cupcake stuff.
Take me to Fridays, my nigga. Don't take me nowhere you can't afford.
It's not even
Fridays. If all he had was $40, he couldn't do Fridays either. He couldn't have did that either.
That's a fact. He took you to that cupcake place.
That's it.
He should have took you to the cupcake place.
Guys, he's so wrapped up in thinking that women want you to spend all this money. I can't speak for all the women of the world, but I can speak for myself when I say that when I'm asking you to take me out on a date, I'm really just trying to see how you are. I really want to see if do you walk with me on the outside on the street or you walk with me on the inside? If altercations happen outside, if something happens and you get upset, I want to see how you react. I want to see how you react when the waitress gets your food wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just really trying to see how you are as a person and how you are outside around people and how you treat me when you are outside around people. I don't care if you take me to a whole, you know, a restaurant that's, just don't bring me to a restaurant with, you know, pest issues. You know, lots of dirty shit. Like, you feel me? But we can go anywhere and it's us spending time together. If you want to go walk in a park and go get sandwiches, my nigga, and just walk in the park, that's a date. That's cool. We get to be around each other. We get to spend some time with each other and talk. Guys don't understand. Women, we just, you know, we just like to talk.
Right.
You know, we just like to talk. So any situation where we could be around you and just spend time with you, we like it. You don't have to spend.
Just not in my house, though.
I'm not speaking for all women because some females feel like you should spend a whole bunch of money. But I feel like if you're getting to know me and we're just hanging out and stuff, let's just hang out as opposed to you being worried that you don't got money in your pocket. And look, I don't want you taking me nowhere crazy, especially after that damn day. Don't take me nowhere crazy because I might not have enough money.
If you don't buy it,
I gotta have it. So if don't take me nowhere that the bills and the checks they don't show the prices. That restaurant I can't do unless I know my dude got money. Because look, if we go out and I don't got it, then what we gonna do? We both gonna be on the back in the back looking stupid with rubber gloves and shower caps on, washing dishes.
Yeah. I don't even think they do that no more. Then they calling the cops.
They calling the cops.
That's a fact. That only happens in movies and sitcoms. That does not happen in real life.
They're going to be like, ain't no dishes, bitch.
Right. We got a dishwasher. What are you talking about?
We got a dishwasher for that, and we already paid them for the day. My friend, are going to jail.
Right.
Sheena, what's your worst date?
Yeah, you know, I thought that I didn't have that many, but hearing you talk, I'm like, dang, I had a lot of those instances.
What?
With the same person?
Like, dang. Like, including someone not having no money. You have to keep refreshing, like, he didn't have service to bring up his bank app to transfer money. Some bull crap like that.
What?
Yeah, but it wasn't like...
Boy, bye.
Niggas said there's no... All right, so my phone is off, right? And I have Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi here right now. I wish the nigga would tell me some shit like that. Don't worry about it. You can use my hotspot.
Nah, it wasn't for you, honey. It wasn't even like, to me, it didn't matter, right? Because it wasn't really a date. I wasn't interested. I'm like, I put him in the friend zone before he even realized he was friend zone. So yeah. I was like, it's cool. And we still had a good time. So I wouldn't even say it's a bad date. I think my worst date is like Justine, where like the date never even happened type thing. And we never even made it there because he was crazy.
Wow.
I met this guy one time, right? I think I was like doing laundry or something like that. So I met him there. It was like dropping off stuff, but like going back and forth to the laundromat because I had meetings or something like that. So he stopped me. I don't know what made me be nice because I'm usually like, oh no, I don't got time. I'm not gonna stop. I don't have time. But stopped and like was in my car or something, getting ready to pull off. He stopped, pull over, wanted to show me his Instagram, following Instagram, all the stuff that he was doing. Then he came with a little bit of shade and was like, oh, your nails, let me see your feet, let me see your feet. Oh, I should pay for you to get your nails and stuff done. Girl like you walking around, shouldn't be walking around looking like that. I'm getting it done. I'm like, it's during the week.
What?
It's in between. I don't care. Yes, this is how he was coming for me. Like, let me just pay for that. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. I'll get my nails on the weekend. And then I was like, I'm going home. I got a meeting. And he was like, nah, let me take you somewhere to breakfast. Let me just get you something to eat. I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't eat breakfast. I just drink coffee. I got a meeting. He was like, well, at least let me give you money for breakfast. I was like, nah, I'm good. I got a meeting. I got to go. So I get back home. My meeting's canceled. But he calls me. And I was like, yo, not even calls me, FaceTimes me. And
what? I'm like, yo.
Whoa.
Didn't I tell you I had a meeting? So, like, I mean, it was canceled, but you just never cared about my life and what I had going on. The fact that I'm telling you I got a meeting, whatever. But we're talking, and he's trying to, like, set up time to go out. I'm like, cool, whatever the case may be. We'll still schedule time. You rub me off a little bit, but I'm still going to be nice and schedule time to go out with you. But then he, like, in the midst of that, like, the day he wanted to go out, I didn't feel like it. I was busy. And then I could do another day, but he was, like, at nighttime stuff. But he wanted to come and pick me up. No, first it wasn't even come pick me up. It was like, what we doing? And I was like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter. He was like, let me come see you or something like that. I'm like, no, I don't know. You're not coming to my house. So he was like, what you want to do? And I'm like, you're the one asking me to go out. And like, you don't have a plan. You're already annoying me. So it was like, he just started flipping and was like he was getting an attitude. I'm like, yo, you serious right now? So I was like, let me just come. So he was like, let me just come to your house then. I'm like, no, you're not coming to my house. So he started flipping, like, all you bitches is a saying. Y'all all gold diggers. Y'all want men to spend money on y'all and da 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 da. So I hung up with him. I'm like, I'm not about to argue with you. I don't even know you. You're not worth no argument with me. And he just, like, kept calling back the crazy stalker type stuff. So I finally answered, like, what? And he was, like, again, going off about that stuff. And I was like, let me just tell you something. First of all, I'm not a gold digger. When I spoke to you, I told you I had two jobs. So I don't care about your money. Two, you didn't have to spend no money. That's what it was. I was like, I got errands and stuff. I'm like, you could have just easily came along with me for my errands and spent time with me. You could have went to the park. But you want to come to my house? I'm a female. You're not coming to my house. That's a dub for you. And when I met you, you were the one throwing money at me, telling me how much money you got, wanting to pay for my nails and pay for me to get something to eat. And then you're mad talking about females come at you like, and all we care about is money. If you come up like a trick, you're gonna get treated like a trick.
Hello, so
what you upset for? But it was like nonstop going back and forth. So I hung up again. I was like, I don't got time for this bullshit. And then he kept calling me. I'm like, yo, this nigga is crazy.
He just broke up with his girlfriend and he wanted somebody to argue.
What it was like, I don't even
know. He wanted somebody to argue
in so hard. And then it was, again, he was like, all right, I'm coming. I live close by you or something like that. I want to come pick you up. I was still willing to go out with this guy. But I'm like, all right, so we can meet so-and-so. And he's like, nah, that don't make no sense. Why we got to take two different cars? I could just come pick you up or, you know, whatever. I'll come there, switch cars, whatever the case may be. We just take one car. Why we got to take two cars? And I'm like, clearly this guy's just not getting it. So I was like, all right, come get me. Never gave my address, but I was like, come get me. No, I didn't say come get me. I was like, call me when you're on this side of town, and just never answered. Just like, I think I blocked him or something like that. Then he found me on like Instagram or something after <this. laughs> writing me on Instagram, try to like call me from Snapchat. I'm like, yo, this the date that never happened, the relationship that never happened. Like, why are you going so crazy?
Good thing you did not go out on that date, girl. He sounds like an unsub from Criminal Minds. What I hear, an unsub from Criminal Minds.
No. The perk that got me was like, oh, y'all bitches is on tricks. What? Like, when did I say I needed your money for anything? And you're asking me to go out. I'm a trick? You're asking me to go out. What?
Oh, my God.
Right. You played yourself.
Congratulations. You
definitely played yourself.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm about to just be single for a little bit longer. I can't do
right. I'm finished.
I did not deal too with the crazy.
Wow.
That's safe to say we all had never happened. Some crazy ordeals with the crazy.
Yo.
Like, right. Weirdos.
so crazy about someone you just met? That just don't make no sense to me. I'm sorry.
Right. That's crazy. So to all our listeners out there, if you want to tell us about your worst dates, we would love to hear. Drop it in our DMs on our Get Out of My Page Facebook page, Instagram page, or Twitter page. We definitely want to hear your experiences, your stories. Feedback is the best.
Yes, let's get out of my head.
Just get out of my head.
We got a new podcast, so I'll get out of my page.
Right.
Don't confuse the people. Get out of my head.
Get out of my head. Fan page on Facebook. Go there. DM us. Or if you're bold and you want everybody to see, you can comment below. But if you're, you know, shy or you want to stay anonymous, direct message us. We don't mind. Yeah. We definitely want to hear those stories.
Hopefully not as crazy as the ones we was dealing with, but I'd love right. to hear them.
Nah, I want crazier.
I want to the max. Give us crazy, crazy. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. I think we're going to wrap it up, ladies, unless we have something else that we need to get out of our heads.
That's it. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you tune in next week where we continue to just talk the truth for you guys.
Right, exactly. Again, go to our pages. We have an Instagram page, we have a Facebook page, and we have a Twitter page. Get out of my head. GETOUTTAMYHEAD. Thank you. And we're signing out. Bye.
Bye.